Okay, let's begin. It's late. We're up to Perek Nun Vav, Pasik Vav. Uvenei Hanechor Hanilvim Al Hashem. But before we begin with Perek, with Pasik Vav, Perek Nun Vav, Pasik Vav. But before we do that, I just want to go back and review some midrashim which I passed over because we just went through this very quickly last time. I just want to refer back to a few things. I don't have it marked up in this sefer, but let's go back to Pasik Vav. I'm not going to go through the psukim, but just to some of the beautiful midrashim. Pasik Beis, in the previous, just going back to psukim, where it says about Shomer Shabbos Mechalaloi v'Shomer Yodim Yasois Kol Ra. So there's a beautiful medrash. The medrash says, that I'll read you the medrash. Omar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Oyved Kol Hamashab Shabbos Kilchos. Anyone that observes Shabbos Kilchos, Afilu Oyved Avoid the Zoro Kidor Enosh. Even if he is heavily steeped in idolatry, it's okay. Shabbos Moichlin Loy, they forgive all of his sins. Shneemar Ashrei Enosh, this is the pasuk we had on this, the pasuk base. Fortunate is Enosh, is the man Yaseh Zosu, Vemem Yachasik, but Shomer Shabbos Mechaleloi. So the drasha is, Al Tikrei Mechalelo, do not read, one who guards Shabbos from being careful not to profane the Shabbos, Elo Mocholo, Kol Shomer Shabbos, anyone that observes the Shabbos, Mochol Lo. It's one word, don't read it, Mechalelo. Break it up into two parts, Mem, Ches, Lamed, make believe there's a Vav in between the Ches and the Lamed, Mochul, Lo, if you observe Shabbos properly, all of your sins are forgiven. This is a Gemara, so well done Gemara, Masech, the Shabbos, Taf, Kuf, Yud, Ches. Okay, another very nice Medrash. Yes? No changing letters. There's no changing letters.
Moving them around.
Okay.
Change the Ches to the A.
Okay, mehalalo. Shomer, praise.
This is praise.
Interesting. Kol Shomer Shabbos, mehalo. We praise him. We praise him for observing Shabbos. Okay, that's a very nice idea. Because the hand and the ches indeed are interchangeable. Interchangeable, that's right. Okay, another very nice medrash. It said, this is a medrash in Shmos Rabbah. Omar Lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishol Im Tizkul Lishmar Shabbos Malde Ani Aleichem Kilu Shmartem Kol HaMitzvot Shevet. Same idea. If you observe Shabbos, it's as if you have observed all the mitzvos. V'im Chilaltem Oysa, and if you profane the Shabbos, then it's as if Malde Ani Aleichem Kilu Chilaltem Kol HaMitzvot V'cheinu Oymer Shomer Shabbos Mechaleloi V'Shomer Yodom Yasos Kol Ra. And the drash is Shebekach Sheshomer Hu Es Shabbos. If you observe Shabbos, male alav ki'ilu shomer yodo me'asos kol ra. That's what this pasuk says. What is the juxtaposition between the words shomer Shabbos mechalelo and the next words v'shomer yodo me'asos kol ra? If you observe Shabbos, it's as if you have done nothing evil. This is Medrash Rabbah. Look at pasuk base. Pasuk base. Shomer Shabbos mechalelo v'shomer Yado me'asos kol ra. So the drasha is that if you observe Shabbos, you're careful to guard Shabbos from not profaning the Shabbos, it's as if you have guarded your hand from doing all evil, you have not committed any avera whatsoever. And indeed, that's a nayo halacha. There's a lot of, that holds a lot of weight in halacha that if a person is a shomer Shabbos, at least before Hesia, so for even though we know for a fact that he's not observant in all other matters, he does not keep kosher, does not do any of anything else, for many laws he's contributed to be a full-fledged Jew. There's no difference between him and anyone else in halacha. A person observes Kol HaTorah Kula and he does not observe Shabbos, then in many areas in halacha he's not considered observant, and you have to treat him like a non-Jew. If he touches wine, there's a very big question, if you're not even invitable for Shabbos, if he touches your wine, the yain is not mavushal, the wine cannot be consumed any longer. There's a whole question when it comes to the laws of Eir, we learned that. It comes to the laws of Erevin. Can he participate in the Eruvei Chatzeros, or do we need to do with him Sechiras Makom? Very complicated. The Iker is Shabbos. Shabbos says everything, and that's what it says here in this Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yeches, and then this in Shmos Rabbah, Mocholoi Al Kol Avonoisav, and it's Keilu, he has observed all of the mitzvahs. us. Okay, another very nice drasha. Only two more things. Another nice drasha is Asher Yishnu. This goes to Pasuk Dalet. We mentioned this and we spoke about this on Friday very quickly. So we discussed on Shabbos the Indian of on Friday the Indian of Sari Sim, a person that's careful not to, he plans 9 months ahead that his wife should not give birth on Shabbos. But what is the plural? Kol shomer yishmer shab soisai. So I think everyone knows this. Amar b'yochlan mishum b'yishim ben yichoy ilmolei mikan shulmolei yisrael misharim yisrael shtei shabbosos kilchosan miyad nigalim. If only Klal Yisrael would observe two shabbosos, they would be redeemed immediately. That's what it says over here. That's what comes from this pasuk. It's very important to remember that pasuk yishmeru eshab soisai plural. And why? Why? How do we know that? Because the next pasuk is Uvachu Basher Chafatzu Machazik Bevisi. The next pasuk is Vinosati Luhem Bevesi Uvachoy Mosai Yod Vashem. I'm going to bring them to my bias and Uvachoy Mosai. The juxtaposition of bringing them to the Beis Hamikdash and bring them within my choyma, my wall, is a reference that through observing Shabbos you will be redeemed. The Gula will come. We're going to have this soon, a little bit later on, and then we'll come to a few moments. In the next psukim, another a similar idea, another drasha of Shabbososa, but here it's Lidin Blush and Ram. Just want to point out that why two Shabbos? So I think everyone knows the popular explanation, because Shabbos is a double effect. It has an effect on the week ahead and has effect on the week in advance. In other words, Shabbos extends until Tuesday. The effect of Shabbos lingers on throughout the first 3 days of the week. And this has a halachic ramification. A person can, b'di'eved, recite Havdalah until Tuesday. Why? Because until Tuesday you are still in the glow of the previous Shabbos. And furthermore, Shabbos, we already begin to prepare for Shabbos on Wednesday. Wednesday is already a time, 3 days before Shabbos, a person must take into consideration. And then 3 days from now, it will be Shabbos. And if he wants to travel on a business trip, and he knows he's going to come into a situation where he'll have a difficulty observing Shabbos, you're not allowed to go. Or there are limitations in what you can do. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you are not obligated to think and to plan ahead what's going to be Shabbos. Only time you have to first begin to plan what's going to be on Shabbos is when you come to Wednesday. Because Wednesday already is the beginning of Shabbos. That's in the Hayom. I once heard a Rav speak, and he said, what do we say the Hayom of on Wednesday? L'chu nirayno l'Hashem nariyo l'tzor yishenu. So this Rav, he made darshan, why do you say l'chu nirayno l'Hashem nariyo l'tzor yishenu on Wednesday? Because that's how we're Makabel Shabbos. For the last in the Mekubalim, everyone here is a Mekubal. Everyone says L'chadodi. L'chadodi comes from Tzfas. And we say the Kabbalah Shabbos, that's L'chadodi. But the Kabbalah Shabbos, we Makabel Shabbos with L'chu Niran Ala Hashem. So already on Wednesday, you're already thinking, you have to get ready for that L'chu Niran that you're going to say Friday night. Wednesday is the beginning of Shabbos, so you have to observe a double Shabbos. The Shabbos, you have to have an effect that Shabbos lingers on into the week, and you also have to have this idea of Shabbos, that Shabbos has an effect in advance. In the middle of the week, you're already planning, you're already feeling the significance of the Shabbos that comes. That's why it's essential to observe. We need two Shabbosos in order to bring the Geula. The effect that Shabbos has lingers on the pair Shabbos, and the planning for the following Shabbos, which begins already with Wednesday. That double dosage of Shabbos gives us the full taste of Shabbos, which can prepare us for, which in that merit will be zochato to the Geula. There's another medrash which we'll have soon, is that when it says Shabbososai, a double Shabbos, we're not referring to a double Shabbos of the seventh day of the week. We're referring to Shabbos the seventh day of the week and Shemitah, Shabbos of the land. That anyone, if Klal Yisrael, will only observe the Shabbos of the week, the seventh day, and will also observe Shemitah to recognize that the land, the earth, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they will merit to they will merit to come to the the geula. Okay, let's now go. Okay, there's one more medrash. This is a more complex medrash. I just want to read it because it's a very famous pasuk in the memorial museum in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure everyone has been there. Probably imagine everyone has been there to the Yad Vashem in Eretz Yisrael, the new one, the $40 million one. It's somehow it's like 10 years old. The new memorial. It's a very impressive place. So it's called Yad Vashem, and that memorial is taken from this pasuk here. When Asati Lachem, those that did not have children, those that died without children, I will give them Bivesi Uvichemosai Yad Vashem. What does it mean, Yad Vashem? So we simply translated a Mokoim. Yad means a Mokoim, and a Shem means a Zikaron. Your name will always be remembered. And that's what the purpose of all these memorial museums are, is to have a makom where their name will be remembered, those that perished, Al Kiddush Hashem. So here there's a very powerful medrash. Let me read the word medrash inside word for word. My kavanas hakosav, what does it mean here, Yad Vashem? In my bais. Ein bais yela, first of all, so right away the medrash says, ein bais, when it says the bais, it refers to the bais hamigdash. Now this is a very esoteric medrash. This is not your standard medrash rabbi. This is a medrash from Oisios de Rabbi Akiva. Oisios Rabbi Akiva, which is very Kabbalistic. It's not your typical down-to-earth, rooted in earth. It's hechra in yonim. So I just want to share with you because it's interesting. What it means exactly, I don't think it's possible for anyone to understand. But here we go. It says the word beis si. Ein beis si ela beis hamigdash. Shenemar. Ki beis si beis tefila. Okay, that's simple. V'ein choymo sai ela Yerushalayim. Choymo refers to Yerushalayim. Shenemar. Al choymo saich Yerushalayim refers to Yerushalayim. Now v'ein yod. Here is already what's unique about this medrash. Yod does not mean Mokoim, as we explained, but Yod means a portion. Portions. V'ein Yod Elo Monos, gifts. Gifts, portion, Shenemar. It says, V'atorev Masas Binyamin, V'masas Kulom Chomesh Yodos. That Yosef, when the brothers were reunited with him in Mitzrayim, and they did not yet recognize who he was, he distributed to all of the brothers gifts, and Binyamin had 5 times more than his brothers. And the term that it's used in the Torah is Yodos. So Yodos here means gifts. Hashem says to these people, these sorry sin, these people that cannot have children, he will give them gifts. Mahu Yod, what is the Yod? What exactly is the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give these tzaddikim la'asi lavo? Melamed she'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu likros l'chol tzaddikim b'shmam v'noisen lohem kos shel sam chayim b'yadam. The gift that Hashem will give these individuals, these sorry sin, these people that do not have children, which I think we interpret to mean those who have perished, those who have perished without leaving over a zecher in this world, will be a cup, a goblet. It will be a goblet of gam of kois shel sam chayim, of a medicine of life. Biyadam kidei sheyihu chayim v'kayamim le'olamim. They will live forever. Again, I told you, I warned you, we don't know what this means. So this is what Hashem will give these sorry sim la'asalovo who observe my Shabbosos and have chosen in what I have selected and they are hold on to my bris. I will give them in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Yerushalayim a gift. I'll give them a l'chaim. A koishol bracha, we discussed in the minhag section, the in of a lechayim. It could be that it comes partially from this medrash. I'll give them a koishol chayim, and with this koishol chayim, they will live le'olam, le'olamim. And then it goes on to say, that's only the yod. What's the shame? What does this mean? The shame? Umahu shame melamed she'asra kadosh baruch hu legalos shame hamafarish lechol atzadikim lelam haba. Hashem will reveal His holy name. What does that mean? We know these are Nyanei Kabbalah. Hashem has different names. There's a name of 4 letters, 2 letters, 4 letters, 42 letters, 72 letters, all of these different types of names. Shushem Shenivrom Bo Shamayim Hechadoshim. It's the name which Hashem will use to create the new heavens, the Eretz Hachadosha. We had that pasuk before in Yeshaya. That the time will come when Hashem will create a new world. Kidei sheyiyu kulam yecholim livros oilam chadash. The tzaddikim themselves will have the power to create worlds. Shenemar shem oilam etein lo. Asher lo yikares uminayin. How do you know shezeh shem hamefayros? Shenemar kan it says shem olam. V'nem lahalin it says in Shemos zeh shemi leolam. Ma lahalin that Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu the shem hamefayros. Af kan shem hamefayros. Okay, that's the end of the Medrash. So it puts a whole new twist to this expression. V'nasati lchem beveisi uvichemosai yod v'shem. The simple translation, which is the Ikar, of course. A place and a remembrance. They will have a mokoyim that people will come to remember them forever. The Medrash Rabbi Akiva, I will give them in the Beis Hamikdash and in the Yerushalayim. I will invite them, seemingly after Tchiyas HaMeisim, I'll give them a yod. I'll give them a kois shel bracha of yayin. And they'll drink it, and it will be for them a sam hachayim, and they'll live forever. And then v'shem, I will reveal to them the shem hamefarosh, and with that shem hamefarosh, they'll be able to create worlds. Very, very esoteric, very mystical. Okay, then we go to one more thing here.
You said yod is a
portion.
Yod
simply. Simply, yod means a mokayim. Here we're making a drasha, yod means a monos, it means a gift. And what's the gift? The gift is a goblet of a medicine of life.
Portion.
A portion.
In the Dorim, when you make a yod.
Torah, barasi yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlin. Torah is an antidote, it's a spice. It's a sam, it's called in the Gemara Kedushin, a stafchav tes, a sam hachayim, a medicine of life. Maybe it could be. Maybe what it's all, give them a portion, is giving them a portion of Torah. And with that, the depths of Torah. Could be. Very, very, very well. It's very, very mystical. It's not good. I just wanted to share. I thought just something which, we're learning this, so we should really know what it says. Some of these interesting midrashim. Okay, one other thing here. There's another medrash that says that I think we're all familiar with the last mishnah in Masechta Uksin. Everyone here every so often goes to a siyum, and they make a siyum, and it's the last mishnah of Masechta Uksin says that Kadosh Baruch Hu Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahanchil L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Olamos. 310 worlds. What in the world is that? Pun intended. I have no idea. Shy. I remember the first time I heard this. What? 310 worlds for every tzadik. We have no clue what this means, but the number is 310. The only thing that I really like, that I really made an impression, is Shai Tzurosh Etevos, Yiras Shamayim. Hashem will give every tzaddik a dosage of Yiras Shamayim. Mo Hashem lokecha shol meimachim liyira oisai, reishis chochma yiras Hashem. And if a person is Yiras Shamayim, his mind is opened. His mind is open. There's no greater pleasure in this world than being able to understand things, to be able to understand things on a deep level. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give every tzaddik shai olamos, it's an illusion. Hashem will give them a dosage of Yiras Shamayim, which will open up their mind, reishis chochma, yiras Hashem, to understand the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and understand Hashem's Torah. But here we have. What?
Yesh,
Yud Shin. Yud Shin stands for Yiras Shai. Shai is Shin Yud, those two letters. So Yiras Yud is Yiras Shin Shemaim. 310. And there's another medrash, and this medrash is not well known. It's not. That's a mishnah, and the medrash says davar acher melamed shesloish meos the arboim oilamos 340 worlds, not 310 worlds. 30 more, a bonus, 30 more. 340 worlds, also Kadosh Baruch Hu, lahanichil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik l'olam haba, shekein shem, the shem, shin mem, is 340. The gematria shlosh meos v'arbom havu. And that's what it means. V'nasati l'chem b'vesu l'chom osai yod, I will give to each tzaddik a mokoyim v'shem. I'll give them shame 340 worlds. So this Medrash is in direct conflict with the Mishnah in Masechet Uksin that says that Hashem will give every tzaddik 310 worlds. Interesting to know, don't take everything it says in Chazal. You have to know there was conflicts, different opinions. Here's 340 worlds. Okay, now let's go to Pasuk Vav. Uvnei Hanechar, Hanilvim al Hashem, the foreigners. This refers to the Goyim that will convert. Hanilvim, that join, that Nilvim means they attach themselves. Al Hashem l'shar, so upon Hashem, or al here, the way it's translated means close to Hashem l'shar, so to serve Him. Ul'ahava, to love Hashem, Hashem li yoslo l'avodim, to be to Hashem as a servant. And then it goes on to say, kol shem Shabbos mechallo u'machazikim b'risi, anyone who observes Shabbos and guards it from profaning it, and u'machazikim b'risi, and they hold on to my bris. So to these people, these B'nai Nechar that also join Klal Yisrael also to guard the Shabbos. The B'nai Nechar, they're joining Hashem, and they're going to do a few things. They're going to minister L'sharso. Number two, U'la'ahav Hashem Hashem Lios lo lavodim. Number three, the B'nai Nechar, they're going to observe the Shabbos. They're going to be just like the, all of the from births. They're going to do the same thing. And number four, they're also going to be machazikim bivrisi. With the brisi, I assume either can mean bris mila, or it can refer to the general bris that Hashem has made with Klal Yisrael to observe all the mitzvos. So to them, they will be no different than the rest of Klal Yisrael. V'havi oisim, I'll bring them al har kodshi, to my holy mountain. V'sim achim, I will cause them to rejoice. Beveis tefilasi, oilois sehem v'zifrehem, the oilois and v'zvachim, l'ratzon will be acceptable, will be for will. Hashem will find favor. Al mizbechi, ki ve'si my bayis, beis tefilo yikorei l'chol ho'amim. Very important passage. The Beis HaMikdash is not just for Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is for two more people, two more individuals. Number one, it's for the world. Who else? Tefilo si, it's for Hashem. This was the Gemara we had just 2 days ago, Dav Zayin, or not 2 days ago, Dav Zayin, and the Gemara quoted this pasuk, and the Gemara said that how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Mispalel? The Gemara quoted this pasuk. Does not say Beis Tefillah, but it says Beis Tefillah Sida Kavyachal. We do not know what this means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day davens. And the Gemara's question was, what does Hashem daven? What's his prayer? We can understand that we pray to Hashem, we pray for Parnasa, for Refuah, for all these other things, but Hashem doesn't need these things. So the Gemara says, he prays, may my midas harachamim overpower my midas hadin. Let me see if I have it over here, the Gemara in Brachos, here it is. Tefila sam loy nemar. Does not say here there tefila. Ella tefila sim. Amar b'yochanan mishum b'yosi. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu mispalel shenemar. Vavi yosim el har kodshi v'simachtem beveis tefila si. Tefila sam loy nemar. Ella tefila sim mekan shakadosh baruch hu mispalel. Hakadosh baruch hu himself is mispalel. And that's what we learn from this pasuk here, that Hashem is mispalel the Beis HaMikdash, and the goyim are mispalel there, and of course we are mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rav Schwab has an incredible vart. He has an awesome vart that this pasuk here is the second time we make mention of the Ben Nechar. Back in pasuk Gimel it says, V'al yoymar ben ha-Nechar, ha-nilva el Hashem leymar. Havdel Yadilani Hashem Yal Amo, a Ben Nechar should not make a mistake and think that I can say, a goy, I have no chance. I have no chance to join Klal Yisrael. Don't say that. The pasuk goes on to say, Gichoyim Hashem Lasarisim, and then it goes on to say now in pasuk Vav, no, you do have a chance. If you'll join a Kodesh Baruch and you'll observe the Shabbos, and you'll be machzik in the bris, and I will also give you equal what I'm giving to Klal Yisrael. So this pasuk Vav, really is a continuation of pasuk Gimel, even though we have a parsha break. We have already two parsha breaks. We have a parsha Stuma, two samachs, at the end of pasuk Gimel and pasuk Hey. This pasuk really over here, pasuk Vav, is really a continuation. It's answering the question that the Ben Echor should not say that I'm separate from Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the truth is, you can come and join a Klal Yisrael as well. There in Pasuk Gimel, he did not yet join. He is debating, he is deliberating. Should he join, should he not join? And that's why it says, Hanilva El Hashem. He's first coming El, he's coming near. Here in Pasuk Vav, it says, V'nei Hanecha Hanilva Al. Shal Hashem. He has already now made, he already has made his move. He has converted. He has done, has performed Bris Milah. He's now 100% part of Klal Yisrael. And now he's observing the Shabbos and observing the Bris, and that's why now it says, Hashem, it says, I'm going to reward you, I'm going to bring you to Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to give you, it's going to be a place of Ratzon, for everyone will be the same. But that's, but in Pasuk Gimel, he did not yet join, he was only considering joining, so therefore we have this difference, nuance of expression, Hanilva El Hashem. Here it's Hanilvim Al Hashem. Yeah.
How do you know that they're still referred to as Avashim, with the current status that was Jew, and I don't know, to me, the Pesukim seem to talk about the Goyim as Goyim. They will be Goyim, but they will be like Bnei Noach rather than.
Okay, maybe you're right. I don't know the answer. So you're saying they're not full Geirim? They're not full Gerim, they're Gerit Tzedek, or they're coming they're coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem is saying you'll also have a portion. Okay, they're still called Amim. Different status. It's a different status it could be right. It's not necessarily a full-fledged Gerus, because Chazal said that Limos HaMashiach, we're not going to accept Gerus. It's too late, too little, too late. You can't come now. But,
previously, we don't accept Gerus.
Limos HaMashiach. So maybe then what it just means, though, is Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Vav, it just means different stages. Yeah. Different stages and coming close to Hashem. Right. Pasuk Gimel is the awakening. The awakening is they're coming El Hashem. And Pasuk Vav is where they have come as close as they possibly can, Al Hashem. Okay, so what?
Shomer Shabbos is not.
The Shomer Shabbos is the, right, a guy that observes Shabbos is Chayiv Misa.
Right.
So it seems that they are observing Shabbos. Okay.
Is it already in by Gerim, they should. If someone is becoming a Gerim.
Yes, they're not allowed to observe Shabbos.
They're not allowed.
They have to turn on the lights. They have to do Malach while they're in practicing, while they're in the process of learning about Yadus, until they go to the last step. Every Shabbos, they must do a Maisa to be Mechal Shabbos. Because a Gerim that's observed Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So he has to do. This is the famous joke.
That way, they're Shomer Shabbos. They're making something special.
Right, so it does say Shabbos. So yes, you're challenging Rabbi Miller. You're saying, but it says the Farish here that they are observing Shabbos. So maybe you'll interpret Shabbos to be more symbolic. They recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It doesn't necessarily mean an observance of Shabbos and Shulchan Aruch, Chel Gimel. Right, they recognize the theme that Kadosh Baruch Hu has created the world, and they're doing what they're supposed to do. You all know the famous joke about the, I'll just repeat the joke about the ger who is preparing to become a ger, and he used to love to learn, and so and so said to him, but how in the world are we allowed to do this? You observe Shabbos, but a ger, you know the halacha, a ger that observes Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So he says, oh, I know I'm a goy, and I know the halacha, so I always carry a handkerchief with me in my pocket when I come to shul, I come to the shiur on Shabbos. I always carry on Shabbos. So the Haredi said, but don't you know there's an Erev in this community? So if you carry, it's not called carrying. So the guy said, I don't hold from the Erev.
I met here in the shul one time. I see a guy with a black hat and a beard and a black suit. I never saw him before I gave him
seat.
He says to me, I'm a
Gair
in training.
Uh-huh. Like interesting. I'm a Gair in training. I don't hold from the Erev. Okay. So we did this pasuk. I'll bring you the harikachi. This also was, I quoted before, the harikachi, this is the smichas. If you'll observe the Shoyme Shabbos Mechaleloi, will automatically, the next thing comes, so Havyosim HaHarkotshi will be Zoyche to HaHarkotshi, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Kepasik Ches, Nu'um Hashem Elokim, Mekabitz, with everything we have said so far is all the words of Hashem Elokim, Mekabitz Nidcha Yisrael, who has gathered in, the dispersed of Klal Yisrael, Oid, Hashem says, Oid, the day will yet come, Akabitz Olav, L'nikbot Tzav, I will gather Olav, them, upon, it's hard to translate these words precisely. Let's see the Mitzudos Ches. Pasuk Ches. Oid akabetz olav. Al Yisrael akabetz od lihios noisafim al hanikbotzim Yisrael. More. I've already brought in an ingathering. We see this today. You go to Eretz Yisrael today, so how many Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael? Close to 7 million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael? So you can't say that's not kibbutz golius. You can't say that it's a kibbutz golius. But there's a lot yet more to happen. So right, so there's more. There are how many Jews in America? 10 million Jews. Five, I don't know what the numbers are. Well, 5 million Jews. We don't even know how many Jews there really are because everyone is so mixed up. All over the world there are Jews. We don't even know where they are. There's going to be an ingathering upon the ingathering. That is how the Mitzudos translates this passage. I already have fulfilled the kibbutz mekabetz nitcha Yisrael. But guess what? It's not finished. There's going to be a second ingathering. Oid akabetz olav. I will gather in upon what already has been gathered, lenikbatzav, to bring those individuals also to be considered gathered into Eretz Yisrael. All of this will yet occur at the time of Mashiach. And then the last pasuk here of this section concludes, call this very difficult pasuk, called Chayso Sadoi. In addition to Klal Yisrael, Hashem says, there's going to be an ingathering or an upheaval among the nations of the world. Now, this pasuk is a very revealing pasuk. Rav Schwab discussed a great length, and he connects this to a pasuk in Eiv, and he connects this to a whole Dvar Torah he has in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis. There are two types of goyim, the nations of the world are divided into two sections. There are the lightweights and the heavyweights. Now, when we say light and heavy, it means, and we agree, at least the Mitzudos and the Mepharshim learn, is the stubborn and the not so stubborn. There are nations of the world that are inclined, have nitiyas to spirituality. They just have to be nurtured. They have to be spoken to the right way. They have to be developed. And they're very willing, if someone will train them and teach them, they have an edelkeit. They're willing to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then there are barbarians. There are people that no matter how much you talk to them, no matter what you do, they just don't get it. They'll never soften up to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world and be willing to recognize that Klal Yisrael is supreme. Though they're called the Chayos of the Sodeh and the Chayos of the Yar. The Sodeh is domesticated. The wild animals live in the field. The field is a place that's near the city. They're more domesticated. They're closer to humanity. They're closer to civilization. They have potential. They will one day see the light. When Mashiach comes, they will see the light, and they are the ones that we're referring to in the previous pasuk of Yikarei Beisu L'chol Ha'anim. But then there are those nations that are called the Chayos of the Yar, of the forest. They're wild. They cannot be tamed. They will never come around. They will never come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ambassadors to this world. They will have to be dealt with. They will have to be destroyed. They will have to be humbled. Who will do the dirty work? Not us. The Chayos of the Sodeh will wipe out the Chayos of the Yar. Klal Yisrael will influence the Chayos of the Sodeh, and the Mele, the Chayos of the Sodeh, will say to the Chayos of the Yar, Yim Shagoyim, don't you see that Hashem is the Creator? That's what this pasuk is. Kol Chay Soy Sodoy, all of the wild animals of the field, which mean the Goyim, the Umos HaOlam, which are not so stubborn, which will one day come see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Soyu, they will come, a sayu is a word which means to come, they will arrive, le'echol, to consume, and to destroy, kol chayso bayohar, all of the wild animals in the forest. The goyim, the nations of the world, which are stubborn, they are undomesticated, uncivilized, that refuse to be makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator of the world. So let's see over here the Mitzudos, a very powerful possible Mitzudos first. Kol chayso sodai, chayos hasode, ein koicham raf, kechayos hayah. The ones of the field, they're not so strong, they're weaker. And then in our context, that means they're not so stubborn. There's a softness to them. Ein koicham raf kechayos hayar. V'omar, ha'umois, hanimsholos, l'chayos hasodeh. the nations that are compared to the chayos of the field, v'heim oisam shaloi omsu libam v'niskayru. They're not stubborn. They were not stubborn, but v'niskayru. Instead, they saw the light and they converted. Okay, what conversion means, that's a discussion. But they came close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They saw you. You come, bohu, le'echol, uleratzos. Leratzos means to appease. Okay, I'm not clear exactly what it means over here. Esel umos, the nations, hanem sholos lechayos asher bayar, in the forest. Veheim oisam she'omsu libam, who are stubborn, hard hearts. Ve'omdu b'mirdam, and they stood in their rebellion. They will come now le'echol, to consume, to eat them up, which simply, in a very similar means, to punish them, to conquer them, to wipe them out. Maybe you'll want to tell me some nice interpretation that means that they will convince them to, I don't know, because this was Leratzos. I'm not sure what he means over by Leratzos. But this is a very beautiful, powerful idea. And just Derech Agav, Rav Schwab, it's really not this, it's off the topic. Rav Schwab says it makes a fascinating observation. And Chumash Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Chayos in the first parak of the Torah, they're always called the Chayos. The chayos haoretz of the earth, chayos haoretz. Different expressions, two expressions. But the word chayo, wild animal or animal, is connected to the word eretz, the earth, which is a generic term. Hamotzi lechem min haoretz. It's a generic term. In Perek Beis, when Adam Harishon goes out and names all of the creatures, names every animal, everything that exists, and he names the chayos, they're called the chayos hasodeh. He doesn't name the chayos, no longer are they referred to by the term the chayos of the eretz, they're now the chayos hasodeh, which Rav Schwab doesn't say this, but he seems to, The way it seems to interpret this, based on other things that he writes, is that Adam HaRishon did not necessarily name every single creature. There are certain creatures that he didn't name. The Vild Chayis, the wild ones of the Yar, he didn't name. He only dealt with the domesticated, the Chayos, which had some type of intelligence or some type of potential to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some form in this world. And that's why it's there, it only says he named the Chayos HaSodeh. Oh, but it says Hashem created the Chayos of the Eretz. Does that mean they didn't get names? Possibly. Because giving a name means a mission, identity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously has a purpose for everything that he creates. But man's relationship does not necessarily extend to every single thing that Hashem created. Hashem created many, many worlds. Okay, somehow they all affect this world. We don't know all these things. But it's something to take note of, exactly what it means. It's not clear. Our Trav doesn't really explain in great detail, but it's a very interesting observation, is that Hashem created the chayos of the earth, and Adam only named the chayos of the sodeh. Well, what does it mean, the sodeh? Does it mean that's a domesticated, not domesticated, but it's in contrast to the eretz, which is a more general term. Eretz means the whole wide world, which includes the forest and the oceans, I mean everything that with this earth. And sodeh has a connotation of things which are more domesticated, more closer to civilization. And then he points out something very interesting, then he goes further. This he quotes, this to his Rabbi Schwab's son, quotes from Rabbi Schwab's parish in Sefer Iyov. I don't know the pasuk, I don't know the pasuk, I have to look it up. But in Sefer Iyov there's also a reference to the Avnei HaSodeh, to which he interprets the children of the field. And he goes further to say is that then when Adam HaRishon went to look for an Ezer Kenegdo, he looked for an Ezer Kenegdo before Hashem created Chava. He interprets it to mean, based on the Pasuk in Iyov, together with this idea of the Eretz and the Sodeh, that there were creatures, animals, that were very, very close to human beings.
Orangutans.
No, not even greater than that. Not necessarily monkeys and orangutans. Even, like what he says, practically the prehistoric man. And they have all of these yeah.
And
they existed, and they were called, they are what the Torah calls the Avnei HaSadeh. Yeah. The Bnei HaSadeh, the Pasuk in Eov, the Bnei HaSadeh. The Chayos HaSadeh. They were almost considered human beings. Even much better than, like, again, a madrega higher than the monkeys and the chimpanzees and these type of things. Like what he says can very possibly, if there is some scientific research that it does exist, this prehistoric man, which they claim evolution that we evolved, he rejects that. There was no evolution where we, but they did exist. There did possibly exist this other creature, a prehistoric man, which was very, very close. And Adam was considering being mashadich, was a good shidduch with one of these. But he came to the conclusion, the prehistoric man just doesn't make it. It can't be, even though I can reproduce, we're close enough, I can reproduce with this creature. And perhaps the intellect of Adam would but it wouldn't be an Ezer Kenegd. It wouldn't be, so Adam rejected the shidduch. And he was proposed with a shidduch. It wasn't a bad shidduch. Could be, it was a nice girl, she was pretty and had all the milas. She had a, well, no, they had the whole world. She was educated, and all the milas, everything you could want in a shidduch. The yichas. He's worried about the yichas. Where's the Rebbe Shal Yichas? There's an enikel of the Rebbe Shal. came from the earth, but it wasn't an Ezer Kenegdo. It didn't have that. It didn't click. And that's why Kadosh Baruch had to put Adam to sleep and to create Achas Mitzalosav. It's a fascinating interpretation. Because you learn children Chumash. So it's like very boring almost. You learn, Adam, he went out to the field. He saw a snake, and he saw a giraffe, and he saw an elephant, and he saw a donkey and a horse. And he wanted to get married. Ah, I'm not going to marry a donkey. So of course not.
Mentor said he tried out a whole lot.
Okay, but like, what's the big deal? Of course, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But this approach, when you learn, or Shrab says, he takes his pasuk in Eov and he takes his pasuk over here, the chaysoy sodai with the chaysoy yar and the beginning of Bereishis and pasuk gimel the names, and in Eov it opens up a whole new world. There were other creatures which were human beings. It's just they were not, and there is now a real strong havamina. This should be. Maybe if you could turn the thing, because when you go to this feedback, and that's why you make that even more. Turn even more. That's why I turned the other way. And turn it even backwards.
The whole machine.
Turn it backwards. Right. Perfect. Right. Because that way, there's no feedback. I can make it much louder. It's good. Very good. Thank you very much. It's a fascinating idea. Okay, and a lot of it here is rooted in the words of this pasuk, referring to the nations of the world, like we see today. Like there's a lot of studies in Iraq and Iraq, in the Middle East. Can you really bring them democracy?
No. There's no such thing as a nation. Historically, they were created after World War I.
Okay, there were
clans, families, and tribes. There's no concept, really.
But the United States...
The nation of Lebanon, or the nation of Saudi Arabia. They divided up the Middle East. Then they found a chief and said, Abdullah, you're the Shamus from... And this is Jordan. This is your country.
But in America, democracy works.
That's right.
Why doesn't it work in the Middle East? It's a different yichus. It's a whole different world. They're programmed. The people are programmed differently. There's something called chaysoy sada, chaysoy yar. I'm not trying to give any names. People are different. There are different approaches. When it comes to religion and how you relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are nations that will never open up. Their minds will never open up and see the truth. People are different. Different cultures, different societies, a different way we program, different, and it is something very deep. Okay, so we'll leave it with that. We'll up to Pasuk Yud. Stop here.